her because she was too beautiful. This girl thinks everyone wants to go out with her. And she literally can't move in Washington. This is supposed to be about Washington and about the environment on Capitol Hill, I guess.
Yeah.
Is this Miriam?
Hi, Miriam. It's Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio. We read the story about Abby and the problem she's having in Washington.
Oh.
Let's see that.
Is she? Do you know where she could be reached?
Well, I don't right now. Her internship was over Friday, and she went back home.
Is there a number to reach her there?
I can give you her cell phone number.
Oh, that'd be great.
I have no idea.
Does she plan a career in politics?
I don't think so. I think she wants to be a journalist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's what she's studying.
And were these dirty old men just hitting on her constantly? She's not.
I don't
hot.
Know. You
I
mean, have to ask her.
I mean, that was something for her to write about. There you go.
Yeah. Her number, her Lord. Cell phone is.
Okay. Okay. Great. Well, we'll give her a try. It's a
okay,
terrible
now,
problem.
Who
I mean,
are you with?
WRIF Radio.
Did
you
local?
Want us to come over to shoot her?
Or where?
Pardon me?
What town? Are
oh,
you
we're in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, it's a joke, national story, and you know, she's written this piece basically describing you know, these people in Washington just feel like any female that comes into the fray is just fresh meat.
First,
poor
but,
thing. Yeah, she's not that hot. I mean,
that's what it sounds
mother.
Like.
Obviously, doesn't bother you though. It's whatever, it's all a joke.
But she can protect herself.
Yeah.
Nothing horrible happened to her, did it?
Oh no.
It was just kind of offensive.
I think so.
Although you're laughing constantly, so I don't know.
She does that.
Well, hopefully she'll have better luck in her next job, I hope.
Oh, I hope so, too. Well, she's
she dug
school.
It.
She has one more year.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, certainly college is a more rational environment for somebody her age. I'm sure that's a bit of a shock to the system to go to Washington and be around all these dirty old men.
Or she could back off the eye makeup, but... Well, we'll talk with her.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for the time.
All right. She looks a little hard, but.
Yeah, and she's not that hot.
Nice.
I tried to tell her twice.
You know,
she's not that hot.
I can't believe it. Here she's talking about these politicians hitting on her, and Miriam just. She's having a ball with it.
Yeah, I know. She thinks it's hilarious.
And honestly, this picture of her, really, she looks hard.
These guys just would ask her if she wanted to attend a conference with them.
Well, look at her. She's, you know, a little hard.
That grandfatherly, and then they go, yeah, so I'd like to attend a conference.
Yeah, I can't take your call right now, but if you leave me a message, I'll call you back. Thanks.
I'll see what message.
Okay.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
You're so hot. You're so hot.
This message is for Abby. Wait, hold on. One of my friends would talk to you.
Thank you. Betsy's so jealous, but same sex.
That's a good segue, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I told Betsy that you answer her. And if you get this message, just look at me and say yes.
Oh,
you get crazy. I don't know why I'm like this.
Jeez, because you're full.
I don't want you badly. I know you want me.
Yeah, this is Abby. This is for you. Another friend of mine wants to talk to you. I got a couple other of my buddies want to say hey.
Jesus, gang.
Hey, knock it off. What'd you want to say to Abby?
Who this is?
Oh.
This is your daddy. This is your pop.
Do you like the way I'm emceeing this phone call with all your buddies?
Immense girth and length. I just wanted to say hi. And I'm sorry if I offended you by the previous remarks.
Gang! Another one of my buddies wants to say something to you, Abby.
Jesus, gang.
But anyway, we'll call you back, Abby.
She's going to love that.
Yeah, that's pretty realistic.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to just think that was me with all my buddies.
Yeah. I bet she undresses throughout all of that. She just whips all of her clothing off to listen to it in the nude.
In the nude.
Bet she wants to listen to it in the nude.
Yeah?
Hey, it's Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You know, we just spoke to your mom, and she gave us your phone number because we read your story about Washington and how tough it was for interns there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's tough.
Well, it sounds like these guys were hitting on you pretty hard, though.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what the story was about.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. I wouldn't think that these guys would be so direct.
I mean, what would they say?
Yeah,
she's like her mom.
But I guess that's just the way it is.
And these were grandfatherly type guys that would act like they were just there to kind of help you with some good advice. And the next thing you know, they ask you to attend a conference with them, right?
Yeah, right.
Would they come right out and ask you for sex just right then and there?
Oh, no, not that. I haven't heard anything like that risky, but
would they sit
there? It's just like a pretty frequently thing that happens there.
Like, well, you know, they compliment your body and tell you what a great, you know, rear end.
Yeah, there's bars and stuff, but
yeah.
Well, like Monica Lewinsky, the problem is they're walking around one day, and the next thing you know, they're pulling up their skirt and showing off their thong. And,
yeah, right. Well, like I said,
and then she's on her knees for the president.
Yeah.
So
there are women that will act like that, and or will act like that, and wear clothes like that that, you know, suggest something other than anything professional.
And
right,
the thing about her is she's not even that attractive. I mean, I wouldn't expect that many people to hit on her, but
yeah,
I guess if she makes it so easy.
Yeah, I know, so.
Yeah, that tub. Yeah. So they would routinely, like, they'd walk up to you and say, boy, you're looking great today, honey. Oh, that's beautiful. Boy, your breasts look nice as well.
Oh, my gosh. No, that wouldn't happen. If somebody said that, I would probably hit him in the face.
If somebody made a comment that was really direct, you would physically strike them?
Oh, no, I'm just joking. But
oh, okay.
I never had somebody say, I mean, directly comment on, like, my body or anything. I mean, it's always like, you have a beautiful face and, you know, stuff like that. But it was nothing like...
So when they were hitting on you, they would... How would they hit on you exactly?
It's very clear that they wanted something other than what they used as a front to talk to you. And that was easily led into by them then, you know, giving you their card and telling you that they're there for you for whatever you need. They're definitely going to help you. They'd love to talk with you more about whatever it is that you're doing.
They'd love to help you. Whatever it is that you want to attain over there, they can make it happen for you.
Right,
but it was always with a wink, wink, you're going to have to lay down for it, was the implication.
Well, the next thing you know, they're, as you put it, they're being all grandfatherly and you know, acting like they're so helpful. And then the next thing you know, they want you to go on a trip with them, right?
Yeah, right. They're like, I'll take you on my private jet, you know, wherever.
Is that right? At the taxpayer's expense?
Yeah, right.
What kind of jet?
No, never. Oh, God.
No, never
mind. Well, what's so strange about it? The strange thing to me is that, like with Monica Lewinsky, she's not even that hot. I mean, don't these guys have any taste?
She was one of the women who wanted it.
When you're back at college, and I guess you've got another year yet, now did guys hit on you really hard at college?
Boyfriend, so and you know,
but that doesn't matter when people are that boring.
You know,
but
a lot of people know if you're dating somebody, so they won't hit on you. But
some guys don't care.
Not everyone knows, and
yeah, there are the guys that are like scumbags, and they're just like gross. And but like then there's the other guys who really do are just like, hey, let me buy you a drink. Let's have a conversation. And they have a conversation with you, and they, I don't know if they are interested or not, but they sure act interested. And that's different than these other, you know, older men do. They don't really display any sort of interest. It's like, get straight to the point.
Yeah, they don't have any time. They've got wives. They don't have time to screw around.
It's like they're like, okay, that's fine. We'll just move on to the next person.
You are not the
boss of me. It's easier to fend them off when you're like when they're closer to your own age, because you usually just make a joke out of it. And there's nothing there to
get over yourself. Not that hot.
Women my age, they're attracted to the power.
But you're used to fending them off, in other words, in a college
yeah,
town. How hot are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, my gosh. I'm not answering that question.
Well, no, we're trying to figure out exactly how hot one has to be to get hit on endlessly in Washington. Because, like I said, Monica Lewinsky, that was a slob, and people were hitting on her. We're looking at your picture, and it's just a headshot.
Well, how tall
not
are
that
you?
Hot.
How tall would you say you are?
I'm 5'3".
5'3"? How much do you weigh?
Like 105.
You are a spinner.
Spinners do attract attention. There's no question.
5'3", 105, and
Do you dress provocatively?
No.
You know, what about high heel pumps and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm short, so I always wear heels. But
yes,
I mean, there's a difference between, you know, what you wear at work and what you wear at night. I mean, I mean, I'm not one to say that I don't go out to bars, you know, clubbing and stuff, but...
Yeah. And what color eyes do you have?
Green.
Green eyes and blonde hair. Well, you take that in a short skirt, some of the high heels, and you're off to the races.
It's not like you're a Playboy model or something, though.
No, and I certainly don't.
And you're not that hot.
Either.
No. No, so you don't act like you're super hot.
No, I mean, you know, no.
So you're not even inviting it in any way, shape, or form.
No, well, I don't think so, no.
No, you don't put on, like, heavy eye makeup or strong mascara or eyeliner and all that.
Mm-mm.
You don't wear really short skirts or the low-cut tops?
No way, no,
your
I don't.
Tight skirts, real tight to show your perfect derriere.
Oh, my God.
I'm just hitting on you just to see what
exactly.
happens.
Exactly.
No, there.
That's a raunchy way. With that, I would be like, oh, you're gross. I'm just going to walk away now.
But what if I was a senator and worth a lot of money and a lot of power?
Oh, that would be terrible. I don't know what I would do then.
Would you go to lunch at least?
No.
No.
Well, some people are saying you may have invited this kind of behavior. I don't know. That's what some people are saying.
Absolutely not.
You weren't walking real sexy.
Because you're not.
You don't get up from the desk and walk real sexy down the hallway?
Sexy time.
It have to be something like that. Because you're not that hot.
Yeah. Really.
Now, did you put the link on your site?
On my site?
Yeah. Well, there was a site, and it had your article on there, and then there were some phone messages that were, I guess, from some people in D.C.
Huh. This is news to me.
Do you want to hear the messages? These are supposedly phone messages that were left for you from some of these old men?
Here, wait a minute.
Saved message Sunday, 7:09 p.m.
Yes, this is the same guy in the next message.
You're so cute. The Pepsi's so jealous, but the same sex, and but you have to be in the Pepsi. I told Pepsi that you answer her. And
is that a message that was left for you?
No, absolutely.
Look at me, I guess.
I have no idea what this is.
I want to lick your...
Yeah, that guy sounds pretty twisted. I thought that maybe there's somebody else on the site.
No, I mean, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, but you could hear it was a dirty old man leaving a message for somebody.
Yeah, that was gross.
Some filthy congressman, apparently.
That was pretty, he sounded pretty hammered or something.
Maybe, I don't know.
But, you know how guys get when they get a bunch of drinks under their, get a few drinks in their system, and next thing you know, they're leaving the 2 o'clock messages for the girls or whatever. I don't know, maybe you've never gotten a message like that, but...
No, I mean, like I said, like, I never took it anything further than people hitting on me. I don't accept that kind of stuff. I'm not into that at all. If that's somebody else's interest, that's fine. I'm not going to be one to criticize that, but I'm, you know, that's not me. That's not, you know, I mean, I would never go down that road.
And what would these guys say when you turned them down?
Usually they're even like even more persistent after that.
Really?
Right?
Yeah, because you're not
they don't
that
really
hot.
No, jeez, for an
that's
answer.
Weird.
I don't like that. Well,
and why they'd be so persistent?
Why they just not they
that
keep
hot.
Banging away at it? That is, you know, you're gonna give in.
I mean, is it always pretty much the same thing?
Yeah, because you say you were constantly propositioned by middle-aged men in bars, train stations, and in various work situations. So it sounds like it was just a barrage of men just nonstop.
Yeah, just constantly having to beat.
And you're not that hot.
What?
I'm sorry? I just couldn't understand why these people would be so aggressive, just this relentless pursuit.
It sounds like these guys, you're just having to beat these guys off all day long.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's taking a little far. You know, I don't think I give off that vibe. Exactly.
Well, it says I have been constantly propositioned by middle-aged men in bars, train stations, various work situations, and then...
Boy.
Is this still your article? 20 and 40,000 interns flock to the American Capitol with hopes of meeting Washington big-timers. That's still you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, that was the main part where I thought, you say, according to another intern, there's a certain type of young woman who wears tight-fitting, cleavage-bearing shirts, inappropriately short skirts.
I've worked jobs before where if you're wearing a skirt, that's like just a little bit pushing it. I mean, they'll send you home.
That they couldn't take it. They just had to forbid it and send you home to change your clothes.
It's just like, it just makes,
it's not like she's that long leg.
Yeah, I know. It's only 5'3".
Well, that's a tough lesson to get, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, not really. I mean, it's just the way it is. I mean, you go to D.C., then you'll figure it out.
I know, but it just seems like you should be able to catch a train without being bothered.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, and that's the other thing, too, is, like, you know, you'll be in line at Starbucks.
I don't get it either.
I'm trying to order my coffee, like, leave me alone.
Well, what a problem.
Huh.
Well, again, are there any other pictures of you on the web or along
no,
with your story or just the one?
Not.
Yeah,
there's no glamour shots or...
No.
Because we just have the one picture. You got your arms crossed and you got the blonde hair and you're kind of smiling. There's a Daily Telegraph behind you.
Yeah. Well, that was taken by the Daily Telegraph.
Oh, okay. I see. I got you.
I don't post pictures up.
Well, it's an interesting story and shocking and disappointing to hear that an attractive girl can't go to Washington, D.C. without being badgered like this. Well, Abby, good luck to you. And we enjoyed your article. Certainly was
thanks.
An eye-opener.
Thanks. Glad
all right.
Help.
Good luck to you.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Certainly hard to comprehend.
You really have to try and accentuate and elongate her legs.
That was hilarious.
You are not the boss of me.
All those messages, she's so confused. She doesn't know what the hell has happened.
She finally heard something about the eighth. You're not that hot.
Yeah.
She finally heard something.
Yeah. She couldn't comprehend that.
Is this someone that if you saw them in a coffee shop, you would have to hit on her?
No, absolutely not. I got to tell you. So I don't know whether she's, you know, half nude when she shows up for work or what.
Well, she says not.
That's what she says.
But she also said that she'd been told to go home because her skirt was too short.
Yeah.
But, you know, with being 5'3", I mean, how short would that skirt have to be to really bother anybody?
Crazy.
You really have to try and accentuate and elongate her legs.
Who is that guy?
He's on the Playboy video.
Oh, okay.
One thing is for sure, that chick was confused with this phone call.
Yeah,
it's
she
funny.
Was.
She laughs constantly, just like her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
well,
God.
You know what? I think she was baffled by the fact that we were baffled.
Yeah.
By the fact that she's being hit on so much.
Yeah.
She thought we called up and go, oh, yeah, you are
so,
so
hot
that,
yeah.
You know, obviously these guys can't control themselves, and that's unfortunate.
Thank
but
you,
instead, it's like, you know, you're not that hot. I just can't see this.
Her legs could stand to be longer. You really need to find the right angle for her face. It's all about symmetry. You know, from the nose down probably isn't as symmetrical as from the nose up.
I don't know. Anybody that writes an article about being hit on too much certainly thinks they are that hot.
Yeah.
And she's not that hot.
Yeah, it does. It really takes a certain person to write an article about being hit on nonstop at train stations. And
she can't go anywhere.
Anywhere.
Without being so horribly bothered.
Yeah.
And yet,
you really have to try and accentuate and elongate her legs.
Not to mention the fact that...
her legs could stand to be longer.
And that's not even discussing the fact that...
you really need to find the right angle for her face. It's all about symmetry. You know, from the nose down probably isn't as symmetrical as from the nose up.
And then you also have to deal with...
the breast.
Well, and it's 5'3", 105. It's not a problem now, but we know down the road that...
she's a little thick in the body.
And...
she's a little long in the torso.
Not to mention that...
you really have to try and accentuate and elongate her legs.
And I don't know what we're going to do about...
the breast.
And, of course, along with that goes...
she has full natural breasts, but because they are full and natural, they need a little support.
Thanks, Hef.
She has full elongated breasts.
Hef acts like he's discussing some disease.
I know. Just such a piece of meat.
Well, and he talks about it so seriously, like, oh, this is a serious problem that we're just going to have to do something about. I don't know what the answer is.
But that same look on his face he always has.
Clearly.
The only problem that I have with her physically is the breast.
And delving into it a little more deeply.
She has full natural breasts. But because they are full and natural, they need a little support.
You know when he's discussing this, too, he's not even grinning. I mean, he has an absolutely straight poker face on him.
Yeah, I can already see the lips tightly together and that wide mouth.
Yes.
Squinty eyes, that same flat hair.
God, and when you see him out at a bar with those seven sluts, he looks
sick.
So clueless, doesn't he?
Oh, God, yeah, Drew. It's actually embarrassing to see. Old man, will you go
home,
please?
Sign the papers, please.
Will you go home, sir?
These girls are developing bursitis trying to get that thing going.
Not
to mention they just recovered from carpal tunnel. Yeah, and TMJ. They got recurring TMJ.
Yeah, right.
just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Yeah, so we need a little refreshment here.
Yeah,
we'll take a break here on the riff. At least a break from Hef.